Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God. Hello again. This is Pastor Jill, and we are reading Mark chapter 15, verses 21 through 47. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry Jesus' cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two rebels, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the Younger, and of Joseph, and Salome, who followed him when he was in Galilee and ministered to him. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he was already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph brought a linen cloth and, taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid. Here ends our reading. This part of the story of Jesus is gruesome and painful. It clearly displays the potential for depravity that human beings contain. We want to turn away. We want to focus elsewhere. We want to believe things could never get this bad again. Humans have evolved, right? No, we have not evolved past this. We are reminded that not only did this really happen, not only did humans physically assault this man Jesus and pound thick nails through his living flesh, humans today do this and other vile things to one another daily. Thankfully, this portion is bookended by two kind souls, one who helped Jesus carry the cross and one who cared for his dead body. Neither of these men wanted to participate in the violence, and their love gives us hope. Even as we are capable of the worst kind of evil, we find we are also capable of the best kind of good. Certainly, Simon of Cyrene, who was walking by with his sons, didn't want to carry Jesus' cross. The reading tells us he was compelled. What does that mean? Was he forced physically? Or was it his spirit that forced him to do this thing? Many among us today also feel compelled to carry Jesus' cross. We are compelled to carry his cross for the poor, vulnerable, or overlooked. We are compelled to carry his cross for the sick and the lonely and the outcast. We are compelled to carry his cross for the hungry, the suffering, and the lost. We find that even though it is heavy and uncomfortable, the cross becomes a privilege to carry because it gives us precious moments walking with Jesus. We also find that when we carry Jesus' burdens, Jesus also carries us. At the end, we read about the kindness of Joseph of Arimathea. Being a respected member of the council meant that he could have avoided all this ugliness and kept himself out of the ruckus. Instead, he boldly buried Jesus' body, alerting Pilate, his peers, and everyone else to the fact that he was sympathetic to Jesus and Jesus' mission. This act of compassion could easily turn into a cross Joseph would carry for the rest of his life as a friend of Jesus. And I am struck by the fact that when Jesus took his first breath, it was a man named Joseph that wrapped his body up tightly. And now at the end of his life, another man named Joseph is wrapping the body of Jesus. The closer we get to Jesus, the more our hearts become like his. As we conform to his image, we see the evil of this world more clearly, and we develop a strong desire to stop it. Whatever we can do to alleviate the suffering of this world, we will feel compelled to do, just as Jesus was compelled to do so. Then, when we are able to bring joy and healing to even a single person or creature, we will experience the joy of Jesus as well. Let us pray. Jesus, we aren't always ready to be bold in the face of evil, yet sometimes it's so close to us that we must act. In those moments, give us wisdom on how to handle it. Change our hearts to be more like yours and use us to push back against everything that pushes against you. Amen.